McDonald's deal. Pick any two favorites from the Big Mac, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, Filet-O-Fish, and the juicy quarter pounder with cheese for just $5. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Limited time only.
3+3. It is a gym class for this Thursday, the 2nd of 2020 of January here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here today. We got a great show coming up for you. Mark Ironside will stop by. We will talk about the Midlands, college wrestling, and more with the Hall of Famer. Also, Kevin Lehman, the coach, will stop by. We'll talk some college hoops, look back at the unfortunate loss for UNI over in Normal, Illinois in the MVC opener. Take a look at Iowa and Penn State and Iowa State's Big 12 opener down at TCU and the world of college basketball. And speaking of college basketball, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery, we have your chance to win tickets to see Iowa take on Maryland at Big Ten basketball coming up a week from this Friday. We'll give you a chance to win those before 4 o'clock today and a whole lot more. It's the first edition of the Gym Class in 2020 coming your way on KGYM. Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome into the Gym Class on a Thursday. How many people think it's Monday out there? You got your hands raised?
My hands raised.
All right, very good. Last night, I thought it was Sunday night. The entire time, I was taking in the Sugar Bowl. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and Jeff Downing will join us coming up in a little bit to be our in-studio producer here today as we take you through our first program of the brand new year of 2020. Thanks for taking time out to join us here today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Hope you stopped by numerous times over the holiday break. They are locally owned and operated and a place where families meet up again and again. Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, our presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. You still think it's Monday? I do.
No, I think I'm acclimated by now. But okay. Yeah, last night I thought it was Sunday as well, and I think a lot of folks did out there until their alarm went off this morning and they had to get ready to go to work. As a lot of people did, but happy to be with you to start 2020 and a whole new year, a new round of great guests and programming.
Yeah, and we're coming up on our anniversary, January the 24th. Started doing this thing in 2007, believe it or not. I go back a little beyond that.
You're starting 13th or 14th year?
Well, it'll be the calendar-wise 13th, but it'll be the 14th year inclusive.
Okay.
That's some math terminology for you out there. So that's not until the 24th, though. Hey, want to welcome aboard once again the folks at First Federal Credit Union who are going to jump aboard starting today and in 2020 as the sponsor of our text line. Hurtina Stocker, thank you for all their support. They're not going away. They're still going to be a big part of the festivities here on KGYM and all throughout the building. But First Federal Credit Union, want to thank Tom Chalstrom, Dan Hillers, and everybody and for coming on board and being the sponsor of the text line. I imagine it's going to get a good workout today talking about New Year's Day Bowl action from yesterday.
Yeah, and should mention for now, you can get $200 when you open a new checking account at First Federal. You can go to firstfedcu.com/KGYM. That's firstfedcu.com/KGYM. Open a new checking account. Bam, $200.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
There you go. 7 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Good show. Mark Ironside's going to join us here in about 5 or 6 minutes. Fresh from the Midlands, where Iowa set all kinds of records over there in Hoffman Estates. And we'll talk about that with Mark. And then we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman. Some interesting basketball. You and I showed what can happen even when you have a 15-point lead on the road and you start turning the ball over with regularity. And Illinois State's young team this year, especially in the backcourt, but still tough place to win. at Redbird Arena, and they came back, scored the last six of the game on the 31st and beat the Panthers. UNI has had 0-1 starts before and has won the conference, and they're going to have to try it and do it again.
Yeah, this is the one the Panthers should have, could have had after leading by, what, 15 at least in the first half?
17.
17, and it was, for both UNI and Iowa State, it was not a good New Year's Eve.
No.
I mean, Iowa State losing to Florida A&M, one of the most downtrodden programs in Division I basketball, even without Tyrese Halliburton. That's a team you'd think Iowa State should beat rather handily, but that wasn't the case. A&M won by two, and not a way to end 2019 for Iowa State basketball.
No, it wasn't. It was not. And that's one that resonated. You want to know about the world of college basketball? This is what irritates. One of my New Year's resolutions was I'm not going to get irritated as easily. But the folks that say college basketball's regular season doesn't mean anything, when you have, okay, Iowa State beats Seton Hall. Seton Hall wins at DePaul in the Big East opener down the wire the other day. DePaul beats Iowa. Iowa beats Iowa State, yet Iowa State loses to Florida A&M. You tell me that the college basketball regular season doesn't mean anything?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that with Kevin Lehman coming up in a little bit, in about 35 minutes or so. Also, I have a pair of tickets courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. You must be 21 years of age or older to win our tickets. We'll have those before 4 o'clock today. Your chance to win to the Iowa-Maryland game coming up a week from tomorrow night on Friday night. Yeah, Friday night, January the 10th. And we'll give you a chance to win those tickets coming up here in just a little bit. First Federal Credit Union text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Unfortunately, we have to start off 2020, Mark, with, and things have not changed. They come in threes. Three notable deaths in the sports world. We started off yesterday around the noon hour with the news that David Stern, the longtime commissioner of the NBA, for three decades, did so many things for the NBA to take it from a game to, yes, it's still a game, but also a business. Helped create the WNBA, overseas expansion, did so many things for the National Basketball Association. Followed that up last night with the news that Don Larsen passed away at the age of 90. Of course, Don Larsen, pitcher with the New York Yankees with the no-hitter in the World Series, what, 1956, mm-hmm. I want to say? And then today, news that former NFL head coach, notably with the Cincinnati Bengals, Sam Wyche, passed away today. So, like I said, they come in threes. And, of course, Sam Wyche, not only noted as a very fiery football coach, but also coined, of course, the famous phrase when the Bengals and the Browns were going at it rough and tumble. What was that, back in the late 70s, early 80s, mid 80s, back there when Sam Wyche got on the PA, when, what was it, the Cincinnati fans were throwing things at the Cleveland players on the field and said, "You don't live in," what'd he say, "you don't live in Cleveland, you live in Cincinnati."
Yeah.
Cut it out. Yeah, we don't get that anymore in the world of the National Football League, but three notable passings.
Yeah, and triplicate, as you mentioned. Don Larsen, he threw that perfect game, the only no-hitter in World Series play. Happened to be a perfect game against the Brooklyn Dodgers. It came 3 weeks before I was born, but I've certainly watched highlights of it. By the way, the MLB Network is going to show it, I believe, tomorrow around the noontime. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but Yogi Berra was the catcher. I can still see him running into Larson's arms after a check swing ended the game. And Larson was probably one of the most unlikely, unheralded heroes in sports history, wouldn't you say? I'd put him right there with Jack Fleck upsetting Ben Hogan.
Yes.
To win the U.S. Open Golf Championship, the club pro out of the Quad Cities in Iowa. But Larsen never won more than 11 games in his career. Had a losing career record. So most unlikely hero to do that in the World Series. Never been duplicated. I think Roy Halladay is the only one other pitcher who's thrown a no-hitter in postseason play. But never again in the World Series. And we're talking 64 years,
yeah,
65 years. And as far as Stern, you folks out there know I don't follow the NBA real closely, but I do know that Stern really took this game globally with the NBA. Over 100 appearances internationally, NBA games really increased the brand. Of course, he had players like Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and others to help carry the banner for the NBA, but he definitely made an impact on the league big time.
Yeah.
And then Sam Weish.
74, by the way, Sam Weish was.
Yeah, Sam Weish, you'll remember, he was also the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers for one season.
Yes, he was.
And do you remember,
by the way, Scott, December 10th, 1989 was the famous Sam Weish speech to the folks in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm glad you clarified that. But somebody correct me if I'm wrong on the First Federal Credit Union text line or our phone line. Iowa played Indiana at home in 1983, and Iowa waxed them 49-3. Was that not the game, Scott, that Hayden Fry threw in third-string quarterback? Cornelius Robertson, passing at the end of the game, and Hayden saying something like, well, I just want to get the young man some film for the next level.
That's right.
Something like that.
Was that the Babe I think that was the Babe Laufenberg era for Indiana. Didn't they go back to the crimson and cream uniforms? Wasn't that the year as well?
I seem to recall that.
Yeah, that was not a good Indiana team. That was not a good Indiana team. He threw Cornelius Robertson in there many times to get some film. But yes, Mark is on his way, by the way. Just let me know.
Corny Robinson for the season, 9 out of 19, 171 yards and 3 TDs.
All bombs, too. Made some people very angry. Speaking of that, though, and I know you commented on it, but there are some people on both sides of the equation as far as yesterday's ending to the Citrus Bowl game in Orlando, when Nick Saban decided to step on the neck of Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines, and they didn't do anything fancy. They just kept running the ball and running the ball and running the ball. Michigan couldn't stop them. They got a touchdown with less than a minute to go.
Alabama up 12 with 26 seconds left, and Michigan didn't have a timeout.
You didn't like that.
I thought it was Bush. But people on the Twitter, my Twitter feed yesterday reminded me that Harbaugh kind of did the same thing when he was at Stanford to a couple teams.
Yes, he did.
So maybe misery loves company, but I think generally speaking, you're up 12 with 26 seconds left, and you're on a one-yard line out of respect to the other side. Take a knee. Is it going to boost you another spot or two in the polls? I don't know. But clearly there was some history there. Again, I thought it was Bush on Saban's part.
Maybe there were a couple.
Harbaugh probably would have done the same thing.
Probably would have. There have been college coaches that have done that for a long, long time. I'll say this. More college coaches would have scored the touchdown than it would have taken the knee. Do you agree?
Think?
With,
no.
Oh, I definitely do.
I disagree.
319.
You mean if it was against Harbaugh or generally speaking?
Generally speaking.
I disagree.
I think Moore would have tried to score at any level.
What's to be gained?
Nothing.
Except 10 unless years, you, unless 10 you've years got from guy now and you're on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or you have somebody in your staff that – these coaches have long memories.
Sure they do.
And I can tell you each play that was run when they took it down there and did it to them.
Sam Weish remembered when Corny Robertson was throwing the ball late in the fourth quarter of a 40-point game.
Darn right he did. We'll get to a break coming up in a moment. Mark Ironside will join us, but great Rose Bowl game yesterday. Great Rose Bowl game as Oregon came from behind to knock off Wisconsin. Badgers outplayed them, but you can't have the turnovers that Wisconsin had in that particular ball game and come away with the victory.
Well, that's exactly right. Four turnovers for the Badgers, and yet Wisconsin was in it till the very end, 28-27 loss. And I thought Herbert was good for Oregon, not great. Wisconsin won the statistical battle, but we've seen this before. You turn the ball over four times, and Oregon scores one touchdown on it and gets great field position. Other times, that just doesn't cut it. But I had a very entertaining game. I thought for a half, the Michigan-Alabama game was good. Minnesota.
How about the Gophers? Hey, Minnesota's here, folks. And they're here for a long time. And P.J. Fleck is, I think P.J. Fleck is a very, I've always thought this, some other people didn't. P.J. Fleck is a very genuine guy with what he is trying to do and the culture he is trying to implement up in Minneapolis. And Gophers are going to be a player along with Wisconsin and Iowa. And then you have your Northwesterns and Purdue's occasionally, and maybe even Nebraska sometime down the road. But they're going to be a player in the West while P.J. Fleck is there.
Well, Minnesota doesn't have Floyd or Rosedale, but it does have an 11-2 season and a victory over Auburn on a New Year's Day bowl game. That's really saying something. Hasn't happened over 100 years.
No.
I mean, this is a historic season. Now, can Minnesota sustain it?
And who's going to come back for the Gophers?
That's exactly.
Another thing.
So, Tyler Johnson was a generational receiver for him, I think.
That catch he made yesterday was tremendous. Just tremendous. And we'll see. Alabama's already got a couple guys today, said they're coming back. Does Tua come back? He's going to make his decision on the 6th. So we'll see how that plays out. A couple texts before we get to a break and get to Mark here. Maybe the point spread had something to do with it. I don't think so, but I'm not positive. In the 21-34 that Iowa-Indiana game, I believe that the Iowa-Indiana game and a local sportscaster's reaction to it cost him a job, if I'm not mistaken. I know that happened. I'm not sure if it was that particular game. Was that the Iowa-Indiana game?
I'm not going to say 100%.
But I'm not either.
Please get Howard James on the line, and he can confirm.
Woody, Cyclone Tim, why did go for two late in the game against Michigan? Because I couldn't go for three. That's Woody Hayes. And I do remember Woody saying that. Very good, Tim. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you.
By the way, the SEC is 6-2 in bowl games.
Yeah.
Tennessee and Indiana going head-to-head tonight. The Big Ten is 4-4. Mountain West with a nice 4-2 campaign. Pac-12 at 4-3. The Big 12, 1-5.
Big 12, we kind of suspected this year was down, and I think that's another reason for disappointment as far as Iowa State football this year.
Texas had a nice win, but other than that, it was disappointing.
Utah looked bad. They looked like they left their heart in San Francisco or Santa Clara after the Pac-12 championship game. Take a break, come back. Mark Ironside here in studio. We'll talk wrestling after this.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Nobody beats our selection at Menards. Update your bath with the Diplomat Round Toilet by Elger. It comes with everything you need to install and features an ever-clean surface that inhibits the growth of mold and mildew. Only $119.99. A Titan Tall Round Toilet by American Standard features an AquaGuard tank to prevent condensation. Just $198.99. Sale prices are good through Saturday, January 4th. Nobody beats our selection at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of nine kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter. And it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. No report from last night on the lanes. We have the 2-week holiday given to us by Mike Hoskins, but we'll be back next Wednesday night with another edition of Bowling Night in America coming your way right here on KGYM. We're all gonna. Do we need to get out and practice, Mark, before next
Scott,
Wednesday?
You know better than that.
I know that. I just threw that out there for the enjoyment of our listening.
We're
audience.
Not a national championship contender, so I mean, and it is what it is.
Are you talking bowling or golf right now?
Well, bowling.
Yes. Right now, I'm on my way over here. I'm thinking more about golf than you are freaking bowling.
We've got primetime golf tonight.
Yes, we do.
Sony Open in Hawaii.
That's right.
How about that?
Can't wait. Primetime golf tonight.
Primetime golf.
Yeah. By the way, 1900 wants to congratulate you, Mark, because you have a great memory. Says you remember well about Sam Weish and losing 49-3. Hayden said he told Cornelius to run the ball and he didn't. Weish was upset. Oh man. Yeah. The days back in 1983.
He might have kept Indiana on the field that day too and pointed at the scoreboard. I'm trying to remember having been there. I think he might have kept his team on the field and pointed at the scoreboard. Well, Sam didn't last another season.
No, he did not. He had a very short stint in Bloomington, no doubt about that. Mark Ironside joining us right now. His appearance brought to us and to you out there by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. Say hi to Kurt. Thank you very much for being the sponsor of our wrestling talk, not only high school wrestling, but also college wrestling as well. Happy New Year to Kurt.
Happy New Year to Kurt and Mark and Scott. 2020, that's kind of a cool year,
isn't it,
2020,
though?
You know?
It just comes off the tongue nicely.
Yeah, it looks good. It'd be a good year to win the Olympics. 2020.
You'll never forget that.
No.
Have you signed any checks wrongly yet?
I sure have. only about three.
That's all. The bank will forgive you with that, but... pretty good weekend over at Hoffman Estates, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really good weekend for the Iowa wrestling program. Lots of fans there this last weekend, which was great to see. Half the arena was Iowa fans. It looked like the other half was everybody else. That's almost kind of back how it was in the olden days.
Half rooting against Iowa.
Yeah, and that's what you love. You know, huge shout out to all the Iowa faithfuls that made that trip and watched them in person and that were there to support the team. And I think you're going to see a lot of that throughout this whole entire season. Probably not a whole lot of people go out to Rutgers for the Big Tens, but I think the rest of our dual meets and the trip to Nationals will be pretty well attended by Iowa fans.
Yeah, I don't want to throw water on this, but a record-setting performance for Iowa. Wasn't a great field, Mark. I mean, there's some good individuals, don't get
Correct.
Me wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, that tournament's not... it's not what it used to be competitively wise. You know, it used to be a lot tougher tournament, no doubt about it. A lot more just good quality depth wrestlers. Nothing to take away from like a guy like Max Mirren. You know, I think he's ranked 7th in the country. He was the number one seed and he won the tournament and looked awesome. That's the best I have ever seen Max Mirren wrestle consistently for 4 matches ever in his career. So he is looking awesome right now. But it just kind of goes to show that just that tournament right now just isn't, you know, in a lot of the ways too. But then you look at 133, and that's a whole nother ballgame there. That's a whole nother story where you got the number 1, 2, and 3 ranked guys in the country in that weight class. And that's how it's going to be for the Midlands and for the Nationals. Mm-hmm. So, but overall, I mean, they had a ton of participation amongst wrestlers. Like, the field was huge, just the quality wasn't there, which is why, I mean, obviously when Spencer Lee only wrestles one day, Michael Kemmerer doesn't wrestle at all, and we still set the record for the most points ever scored, that kind of goes along with the field. The great thing about that tournament is, though, and why the Iowa team goes to it every year, is because it's right after Christmas when we need some competition. We have some time after that to hit a really good training phase. It's close to home, you know, so, you know, we're not paying airfare or anything like that. It's easy to get to, especially now at Hoffman Estates. You're in and you're out. But it gives the guys an opportunity to wrestle. It's the only tournament of the year, individual tournament of the year, that they compete in, other than the Big Tens and the Nationals. So it gives them an opportunity to wrestle quite a few matches in a 2-day stint. And that's there's a lot to be said for that, to where versus a dual meet where you just weigh in one time and it's just basically one match and you're done. It gives the guys an opportunity, the coaches an opportunity, to really kind of see what these guys are made of and who can come through the wrestle backs and who can wrestle, you know, over a 2-day period. And it gives them a lot to work with in this 2-week period leading into, who do we have, Indiana and Purdue, I think, coming up next, and getting into then the heart of our you know, tough season coming up. So it's just an awesome tournament to go compete in and get a lot of matches in and make weight and, you know, to kind of see where you're at.
And
to
everybody can wrestle.
Yeah. To be very clear, Spencer Lee forfeiting was not a medical thing. It was a coach's decision coming off the
Senior Open. Yeah, the Senior Freestyle Open where he, and I'll tell you what, I watched those matches online, and those matches at that Senior Freestyle Open where he won that thing, those are the best matches I have ever seen Spencer Lee wrestle back to back to back too. I mean, that freaking kid is, oh my goodness, he is on fire right now. Man, he looks as best as he's ever looked, and that is scary. And you know, some of those matches in that U.S. Senior Open, he came out and he was wrestling so hard out of the gate. And I was like, oh, he's going to get tired here pretty quick. He's coming out hard, but he didn't. He just kept pouring it on and pouring it on, and man, did he look good. And that was against some phenomenal competition as well too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very much so.
But to answer your question, Martin, I don't think there's, to my knowledge, absolutely nothing wrong with him at all whatsoever.
He had nothing to gain by winning a Midlands title, per se. Did he? I mean.
Well, not really.
Yes,
I mean,
and no. Yeah.
My thing is if the way I look at it is, like, if you're going to go there and you're going to weigh in and wrestle for one day, why not wrestle the second day and win the damn thing, you know? Yeah. And that's kind of how I look at it, but, you know, that's up to the coaches and Spencer and kind of how they see it or want to do and whatever they want to do. And I guess when you're Spencer Lee and you're in the position that he's in, he can do whatever the heck he wants to do and doesn't really have to worry about it. He's got a lot of tough competition coming up. I'm sure he has a overseas tour that he's going on here soon, a big tournament that he needs to get ready for and stuff. But honestly, I was surprised he even showed up at all. Mm-hmm. But since he showed up, I was kind of surprised that he just pulled out after one day. And obviously, you know, that was something that they'd, you know, pre-talked about or whatever and stuff. But I was kind of surprised that he was even there in the first place.
Yeah. Who jumped up and surprised you a little bit with the way they wrestled? Was it Assad?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
You've kind of figured he had that in him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, he won I think if I remember right, going back to October, November, whatever it was, he won a 3-2 match in wrestle-offs with Wilkie. You know, Wilkie wrestles pretty much everybody close, so it's not like a huge surprise, and he's hard to score on as well. But, you know, Assad's good. I mean, he's a great wrestler, and he did really well. He stepped up. He beat, I can't pronounce the guy's name from Illinois that he beat, that ended up beating Nelson Brands. He beat him, handily threw him in a headlock and pinned him. You know, he wrestled a good, tough tournament. Even the match he lost against Lujan, He went out and he wrestled hard, and Ludon was just better than he was. So I think, to be honest with you, who was I was the most impressed with throughout the whole tournament was Max Mirren. Mm. And like I mentioned, like I said, his field wasn't the toughest, but it's just the way that he competed and the way that he finished the matches. That's what I was most impressed with, and finished shots and didn't get in and just sit and hold. And he just looked like he was there and he was a man on a mission, and he looked really, really well, really good. And then also Pat Lugo at 149 pounds became the champ there too. He looked pretty good also. And then, you know, Alex Marinelli, can't forget about him. He had a really tough bracket. Wick was there. McFadden he beat in the finals. That's a tough weight class there too, out of those three. And, you know, he looked good. Marinelli, I'm kind of surprised. He's been riding people for a really, really long time and racking up like tons of riding time. It's just surprised he's not wrestling more on the feet. I don't really understand that right now, but he's in solid control. He's just looking for those falls, I suppose. But they also, a guy that I was very, very impressed with was Tony Cassiope, heavyweight, wrestled a great tournament. Turned around a loss from last year to a win this year, and he looked really, really good as well, too.
We've talked about Iowa's depth in the past, and I know you're high on it, but really seems like there's an embarrassment of riches at 184 with Assad and Wilkie and Brands, and that's going to sort itself out eventually. Probably want to preserve Assad's red shirt.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I do not think he's heads and above to where we're going to be pulling a red shirt at this point in time. And I think it'd be really smart of him not to, you know, just kind of save that for the future. But, you know, he placed, you know, obviously second. Wilkie, I believe, got third. He beat the guy from Illinois that beat Nelson. And then Wilkie beat Nelson Brands in a very close match. I know that Wilkie won the match, but honestly, it's like I don't look at it as where all of a sudden he just gained, you know, the spot over Nelson by any means by winning that match, because it really wasn't, you know, all that impressive from either guy's standpoint.
End of the season, somebody's going to be disappointed not to be in the lineup.
Here's my thing about that weight class. Both guys know that that spot is up in the air, but neither one of them is going out and wrestling like they want that spot. That's what I'm surprised about. Just not a lot of points going up on the scoreboard. And I know that there's a lot of matches like Nelson Brands. He's only a freshman, you know. Wilkie's got all the talent in the world and has been, you know, to the Nationals three times. He should be putting a lot of points up there. But Nelson's got a motor and could be putting a lot more points up there. But neither one of them in their matches is really going out and wrestling and giving everything they got. Like, I want this spot. This spot's got to be mine, you know. And that's where it's kind of disappointing that, you know, they're not going out and just letting the fur fly and putting everything they have
out
there.
Well, something that happens at 97 in the future, I mean, Brands and Assad are going to be going at it for 3 years.
Yeah, very, very – I mean, it's very possible. You know, next year, Kemmer more than likely should be back, like we've talked about before. I can't imagine that he would not get a medical redshirt at 174. So, you know, in the next, like this year, then next year, so Assad and Nelson will probably be, you know, dueling it out for 184. Warren will be back at 197. It'll be interesting to see what happens. We'll see what happens at 184. I don't think anything's settled by any means, just because, you know, Wilkie beat Nelson, and Nelson didn't place because of that, and Wilkie got third. I still think they're probably going to continue to take both wrestlers and see if someone really kind of outperforms the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe it comes down to the end of the year and they do a 2 out of 3 wrestle-off. I don't know. That's what I'm just surprised about, is hoping by this point in time someone was the kind of a clear-cut favorite where either they won handily over the other one or they are just going out and competing and improving every single time, and that's just not happening right now.
Mark Ironside joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, usually on Wednesdays, but it was New Year's yesterday. So
it's kind of like the garbage truck guy, you know?
Exactly. Mark's one day late today for this weekend as well. A lot of people came out to see Gross and DeSanto.
What a match.
It did not disappoint.
It didn't. You know, and a lot of people are like, oh, my God, you know, Gross was stalling, or that's such a bummer for DeSanto and this and that and everything. I tell you what, that match was just great for the sport of wrestling. It was a phenomenal match to watch from the very first whistle. Right when that whistle blew, Gross was in on that low single on DeSanto. He knew exactly what he was going to do. Gross had done two things from the last time they wrestled when he got beat by DeSanto. One, he got into shape. Okay, that's a big part of it. He really got into shape. His conditioning was so much better. And two, he really studied DeSanto and made some technical ways of kind of outdoing it and kind of getting just different things that he did. Knowing, like, the one where he, you know, where DeSanto comes across hard with his right hand and really ties up his opponent's left arm to hit his carry. Well, Gross took away his left hand. He just put it on his back for half the match. He wouldn't even let him have it. So Gross was just wrestling with his right hand out for him, but his left hand was like literally on his back, not giving DeSanto the opportunity to even grab that arm. And that's really smart wrestling. People can say that's stalling. That's not stalling. That's being a smart wrestler.
Yep.
And I give credit to Gross. He came out. He competed. He competed hard. He stayed in there. It was very unfortunate that a couple of times there the match got stopped because of one, I think, a clock issue, and another one, I don't even know what it was, maybe a review, I don't remember. Gross was able to kind of catch up with his breath and his wind a little bit. But huge credit to Austin DeSanto, too, getting down 4-0 right out of the gate against a former national champion, Gross, who's an absolute stud, and battling back and only losing by a point. And to be honest with you, I did not think that the 2 points that he gave up for near fall in the cradle right out of the gate, I didn't think that was two. I don't think there was any control there. I thought that DeSanto completely just rolled through it. I can see totally why, you know, Terry and whoever else was in his corner didn't challenge it, just because it was early in the match. The momentum was going fast. Let's just keep this thing going. You're probably not going to get overturned anyway. But when they went back and even showed it in live motion, I didn't think that it was two. And then when they went back and showed the replay, I for sure did not think that was two near fall. But it is what it is. And the other thing is both guys, when they got done, a lot of respect for both of them. DeSanto got up. He shook hands. He didn't throw a big fit or anything like a lot of people would have thought he would. And Gross didn't get up and blow kisses to the crowd and put number one fingers up and go around and taunt around on the mat or anything like that. He just got up, he stood there, shook his hand, and he walked off the mat. And that's what wrestling to me is all about. And it was just phenomenal wrestling. And I look forward to watching these guys compete in the future. And that, I'll tell you what, if anybody didn't see the Rivera match from Northwestern, who used to be at 25 last year, and he moved up to 33 and he beat Spencer Lee twice last year, that match between Rivera and Gross in the semifinals was a humdinger of a match. I tell you what, that thing was crazy.
The fur flu.
Like three different reviews in that match. And because it was just so much just action and everything. And that's how it is now. The way things are now and how they're set up is in the Big Tens, it's probably going to be, unless someone gets beat by someone yet in the regular season. But as of right now, it's going to be DeSanto and Rivera in the semis and yep. Gross sitting there waiting in the finals. So that was a huge match for Gross just now in that finals match against DeSanto at the Midlands.
Give you a chance to early plea for the Arctic Plunge coming up.
Yes, it is. I started my plunge for pledges.
I got your email.
Yeah, likewise.
I started it out, my email
out
blast.
Out there begging again.
Yeah, here it comes this Saturday. My goal this year is to hit 25,000 if that's possible. Last year I actually ended up getting to 30,000, and it's hard. It's really, really hard. It takes a lot of work, time, and effort, but it's for great reason in the Hawkeye Wrestling Club to raise money for the Arctic Plunge for these guys so that they can train full time. We can get guys in the room that have, you know, postgraduates that can train with our guys. That's huge. It gives guys like Spencer Lee an opportunity to wrestle with Thomas Gilman and Corey Clark. It's really, really good. But it takes $25,000 a year to support one athlete so that they can train full time and just give them a stipend of $25,000 a year to live off of. And everybody knows $25,000 is not a lot of money to live off of. But when you're just training full time, you can make it happen, and that's kind of your job. So, but that's kind of my goal every year is to try and hit $25,000 to at least have the opportunity to support one athlete for the full entire year. And if anybody wants to help donate to the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and to keep guys like Clark and Lee and Sammy Brooks and others and others once they graduate this year around, you can go to HawkeyeWrestlingClub.com and go to the Arctic Plunge, click right on it, and then you click just to donate to a plunger. And there's all sort, not just my name, but all sorts of other people's names that's plunging into the water. The good thing is for me is January 25th. Okay, the water as at this point, shouldn't be that cold. As
no,
cold
don't
as
say
in,
anything
in,
for
in
three
the past.
More weeks.
So we got that going for us. I just have to find a costume yet. So if you guys know of any, let
we'll
me know.
Work on it.
I got to figure
it.
Something out.
All right. Good to see you. We'll see you next week. We'll the weekend road trip. Next week.
Yep, the Indiana and Purdue coming up next weekend. So that's going to be a fun one, Friday, Sunday. So
there you go. Thanks, Mark.
All right, see you guys.
All right, Mark Spearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We'll talk basketball with Kevin Lehman coming up next.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. It's a good time to be a doer at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit homedepot.com for details.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
3:45, back with you on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on this January the 2nd. Happy New Year to everybody out there. And we'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Dave Koken from Las Vegas will join us, and we'll have the pick six as well. And right now, though, time to talk with Coach Kevin Lehman and his appearance with Off the Glass to talk college basketball each week is brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. With over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction, trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. Find out more online at shootershomes.com. And Kevin, joining us from beautiful Moorhead, Kentucky today, where Moorhead State's getting ready to take to the court tonight, correct?
Yes, against Jacksonville State, Scott. And there is some history here. Remember Kenneth Berard? He is a Moorhead State native. I think he led the nation in rebounding in 2011.
Very good. Very good. And there's no land shark in Moorhead, Kentucky, you told me.
No. I was going to tell Mark, you can't find land sharks in Moorhead, Kentucky. I think we need to open like a Mark's Grocery over here.
I think someone needed some land shark New Year's Eve, Kevin, with Iowa State and UNI. What happened?
Oh, wow. Say, which one do we start with? I had to recheck that score with Iowa State. That one just shocked me. And usually when you see an upset like that, Mark and Scott, the team the underdog will knock in 12, 13, or 14 three balls. This Florida A&M team, they were 4-7 from distance. Of course, Tyrese Halliburton didn't play, but still, the Cyclones need to take care of business. They got TCU on the road, and then they have the Jayhawks coming to Hilton. They got to get things straightened out. They need they got a piece of coal in their stocking from Santa.
They did. And well, their net dropped 35, I believe, with that loss. It just that is a head scratcher, because Florida A&M is just, we can't sugarcoat it, they're not very good. And man, alive, a 25-point favorite going in there, and Iowa State just, they turned it over, they looked lethargic, they lost.
Yeah, I think there's been five teams this season already that have been favored by 25 that have lost games, and this is one of them, Iowa State. And I can't even tell you what league Florida and A&M is in unless I went and looked it up. But we knew that Iowa State was struggling to shoot the ball. They had some issues on defense. But usually, you know, you schedule that cupcake around New Year's, Christmas time, as just to get yourself back in the court before you open the league play in the Big 12. And it certainly was a shocker for Iowa State.
League play did begin in the Missouri Valley, and you and I had a very comfortable lead in the first half, but I couldn't hold it. And while it's not a devastation to lose that first one, that's one you and I probably should have had.
Well, no question. I think in any league, whether it's the Big Ten, Big 12, Missouri Valley, road wins are like a golden nugget in your pocket. And Illinois State has struggled here in the non-conference. That was one that we thought you and I would win. And, Scott, you mentioned the hit that Iowa State took in their net ranking. Iowa State went from 22 in the net to 66.
Yeah.
They dropped 44 slots in the net with that loss at Illinois State.
Well, Ben Jacobson didn't sugarcoat it either. 17 turnovers, and a lot of them came from about the 18-minute mark in the second half to the 10-minute mark in the second half, and that's when Illinois State coincidentally also started hitting threes with their two freshman guards. They're going to be pretty good, by the way, but that's one that you and I may look back on if they don't win the conference tournament or the conference regular season and shake their heads about.
Well, no question. Illinois State have not shot the ball well all year, and they go 10 of 18 from distance. And you mentioned those two guards, you know, DJ Horn, Antonio Reeves. They've been struggling to find a point guard, and they finally inserted those two in, and they played really well for the Redbirds. So now, those guys turn around. They have got Bradley coming in from the Cloud Center on Saturday, a game I'm going to call. I just had Drake at Bradley on Tuesday. And this is a Bradley team who picked second in the league. Elijah Childs, preseason all-league performer, still out with a hand injury, but they looked awful good against Drake. Drake played their hearts out but could not win that game. I think there were like 15 lead changes in that contest.
Iowa with three of its next four on the road, including this weekend at a place called the Palestra in Pennsylvania. I know Fran McCaffrey's going to have a lot of friends and perhaps family out there. And have you been to the Palestra, Kevin?
You know, I have not, Mark. It is on my bucket list. But I think this is just a phenomenal thing that Fran McCaffrey gets to take not only his team, but his two sons back and coach a game in the place that he played in college when he played for Penn. And we know this, the Palestra is one of the meccas like the Madison Square Garden for basketball. And, you know, Penn State has, I think, six Philly guys on their team. It'd be interesting to see how this plays out emotionally for both teams. Penn State with those Philly kids playing, Fran bringing his team back to his hometown. There's a lot of storylines in this game.
You saw Bradley the other day, and you also saw Drake. You mentioned Bradley still playing without their top player, but got the victory in there. And They're going to be right there when the dust settles. I'm not discounting Drake and Coach DeVries over there, but Bradley, and if Missouri State figures things out, they're going to be up there with you and I believe.
Yeah, you know, the other team you got to watch out for, too, in that valley is Loyola. I had them Monday night at Valpo. They're the one league, the one team in the league that did get a road win to open up conference play. The other four road teams won. So keep your eye on Loyola. His guards are starting to come around. They're getting healthy, well-coached. And the other team, they're coming to Des Moines on Saturday and then to McLeod Center next Tuesday, is Greg Lansing's Indiana State team. Scott, they've won 8 in a row now.
Playing well.
They're playing really well. They've got 3 in the backcourt. Christian Williams, the Iowa transfer, no longer in the starting lineup, but getting some good minutes off the bench. So Greg Lansing comes back. He gets a doubleheader in his home state of Iowa. And Darren DeVries told me this. I know they're going to win. They're going to come into the Knapp Center with this long winning streak. With a hot hand, he was concerned about this game coming up Saturday against the Sycamores of Indiana State.
Team that is so far, a lot of people have said that has surprised folks around the country. They just broke into the top 25. Besides Penn State, is Wichita State. Man, Eli Marshall's got them playing.
Yeah, only one loss, and that's a team that was picked like in the middle of the pack for the American. But they're making a move up. And, you know, Penn State also ranked 21st. Pat Chambers, I think, is doing a great job. And Iowa's going to have to be concerned about Lamar Stevens. I really like his game. And they've also got some size inside with Mike Watkins. It's going to be a good battle between Luca Garza and Mike Watkins.
It is. Penn State, they're going to have a lot of people there. Joe Toussaint's going to have a lot of people there from the way it sounds. Nearby New York, of course.
Well, you know, Jordan Bohannon out, so everybody's got all eyes on Joe Toussaint to see how he progresses. You know, he struggled in that game against Cincinnati, but settled some more in Kennesaw State. They're going to need him to be able to get better every game for this Iowa team to make a run here at the top half of the Big Ten. And I really think, you know, all Fran's been through this year, guys, with injuries and the uncertainty of Jordan Bohannon, I think this is his best coaching job. You know, they're really moving the ball on offense, the Hawkeyes. And defensively, they're as good as I've seen them with a Fran McCaffrey team at the defensive end.
Iowa has 8 scholarship players right now dressed. 8! Oh, crazy.
And that's certainly changed from the days when he was at rotations of 11. And the big question mark is, he playing too many people. Now he doesn't have a lot of choices. And sometimes, guys, you can stay healthy with that 8. Everybody knows their roles. They know the minutes they're going to get. It sometimes settles your team. And it may help this Hawkeye team here down the stretch as long as they stay injury-free. And you know, the other guy, C.J. Frederick, not playing like a freshman at all. He has been tremendous for the Hawkeyes.
Really has been. And should be interesting. If Garza wins that inside battle, Iowa's got a real good chance to win at the Palestra on Saturday. But we'll see. They open.
Well, yeah, their matchup's going to be Wieskamp. Does he go on Stevens? Do they go big with Kreener and let him guard Stevens, because, you know, Stevens can play all over the court for the Nittany Lions. That's going to be a matchup problem for the Hawkeyes.
That'll be on Saturday. Iowa State goes to Fort Worth on Saturday as well, and you and I will also play on Saturday. We'll talk about all that and a whole lot more next week with Off the Glass. Kevin, appreciate it. Have fun in Moorhead, Kentucky.
All right, I'm flying out of Lexington, Mark, so I'm going to stop and see if they have Land Sharks in Lexington, Kentucky.
All right, buddy. All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us for Off the Glass, our weekly segment talking college basketball. It's brought to you by Chris Lehman of Caldwell Banker Realty.
A poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. Which New Year's Day bowl did you enjoy the most? We give you 4 choices: the Outback, the Citrus, the Rose, or the Sugar. Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. I didn't make it to the end of the Sugar Bowl.
That was a late one.
Oh, what, at the end of 1 o'clock Eastern, something like that?
A little ahead of that. Yeah. All right, we've got tickets to give away to Iowa men's basketball, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. You must be 21 years or older to win and coordinate a time to come here to the station and pick up the tickets. They are good for a week from this coming Friday, a week from tomorrow. Iowa will host Maryland, and that will be on a Friday night down at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Should be a very entertaining basketball game. We'll give them the caller number six right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Jeff Downing's going to get your information, and caller number six, you are going to see the Hawkeyes and the Terps from Iowa City on the 10th. We'll let you know who our winner is. We'll come back. We'll let you know what's coming up for the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
3:59, coming up on the Friday edition of the Gym Class, Dave Koken from Las Vegas will join us. We'll take a look ahead at the NFL Wild Card Weekend, both Saturday and for Sunday. We'll talk a little college basketball. We always talk some NHL with Dave coming up on the program, and we'll have the pick six as well. It's been a while since we've picked games. We're getting rusty.
Yeah,
at this.
We picked Tuesday last week, didn't we? Yeah, because of the holiday, and but we'll go at it again tomorrow.
Yeah. I believe, if I overheard Jeff, Pete is our winner. If I read lips and heard him on the other side of the glass. But congratulations, and enjoy Iowa and Maryland coming up. Coming up next, Todd Prommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 7.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Radio Sports Center.